about.
I was married. We were together for 9 years and we had 2 little boys. But when our boys were 6 weeks old, my husband had a terrible accident. He tripped and fell and landed in his co-worker's vagina.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Bye now.
Bye.
Did you just hang up on Barnett?
He took a real turn at
the end. Did you just hang up on Barnett?
He did. Oh, God. I don't like anything in the last minute.
He's 97, Kevin.
I didn't really hang up on
him. You clipped him. You clipped him.
He hung up.
No, you clipped him.
No, you clipped him.
No, he hung up.
That might be the last time we ever... His arms aren't working. His legs. Did you hear him?
That was a rough last minute.
And now,
yes, today I won. Here's my ring. I'm the winner. I won. That's it. I did well. Who did well?
I did. Our feature presentation.
Morning, Pirate People. Brand new show. It is Thursday morning, the 6th of February.
Did you say Pirate People?
Party People.
Yar.
Did I say Pirate?
Like it said Pirate, and I loved it.
I thought it was Party, but all right. Either way.
I like either.
Hey, Pirate People.
Mm-hmm.
You alive, Allie?
I am alive. That open. Wow. Mm. Between the falling in a coworker's vagina and hearing that wonderful Barney one last time.
When you
literally
killed him. When you killed
literally
him.
Literally. Yeah. I mean, I did. The last time.
You killed him, yeah.
I mean, that whole phone call was a laundry list of parts that weren't working anymore.
It really
was. The whole
was.
Thing.
Allie also rough. Predicting it's the last time you guys would ever speak to him.
Yeah.
Was quite a look. Quite a look.
I mean, after that
not
last
not much of a
minute,
prediction.
I didn't go out on a limb.
I hung up on him so that he wouldn't die while on the phone
that
with us.
That was probably good. That was probably
to
good.
To save us.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure I was thinking that way.
You clipped him. That's good time.
Jensen, you still alive?
Man,
no sickness.
No, body of steel, man.
Wow.
Your boy, Mutie Pie, is completely surviving.
Never call yourself your boy, Mutie Pie. You can call yourself Mutie Pie, but Allie and I don't want anything to do with that.
No, nothing.
I'm your boy.
Because you crazy.
I have 100% built up some sort of immunity to whatever is going along in this studio.
Good for you.
I am proud of it, but also I could, you know, I don't want to jinx it. So
sure.
I'm just every day going to bed early. I'm taking my vitamin D. I'm taking all the things that I need. And I think I got it going.
You're doing all the right things, Jensen.
Thank you.
It's very impressive.
Even so, I mean, Allie and I pretty much did the right things too and just, you know, bad news.
Maybe, yeah. But I feel invincible. I think is the
good.
Word I'm looking for,
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow.
There's no way that'll jinx anything.
No,
so.
No.
That's
yesterday
that's good news.
I did, when we were having our post-show meeting, I did cough once and I was extremely nervous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But then I thought to myself, what would Omar do? And I went home and I just positively willed it away.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not had a cough since.
Okay.
No sneeze, no stuffy nose.
All right.
Getting through it.
Cool.
Christine said that to me too. She's like, oh, you know what? I'm following Omar's path.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you can will it away, which is dumb.
Guys, what if Omar becomes like the new Dr. Oz? Just this new guru of BS. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
He's got a little Tony Robbins in him. I think he could. I mean, not the bad parts of Tony Robbins. The good parts. not the possible assault stuff.
I mean, I do feel like there's stuff to positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Not
Absolutely.
Letting it get you down.
Mm-hmm.
Working through it. That
yeah.
kind of thing. You're
mm-hmm.
good. You just tell yourself you're good instead of pouting.
Sure.
And feeling bad for yourself, there is something to be said for that. But you can't will a
you
sickness
can't
away.
Will away bacteria.
It's just not a thing.
You just can't. Mm. And to prove it, I have spit in your water.
No! Why would you do that?
Boom.
Why would you do that?
Ooh, good times, everybody.
It's not great.
It's not great. How are you feeling, Kevin?
I am fantastic.
Willing it away.
Shaking
I'm listening to Omar.
Okay.
I'm willing it away.
We don't talk about it enough, but you are diagnosed sick right now.
Yeah.
Like you are, you have basically coughed, sneezed less than Allie. But
I have had it less than Allie, yeah.
But you have like the influenza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But how's that? That's sort of the flu, right?
No, it is
the
flu.
Oh, no, it is the flu. Yeah.
Congrats,
yeah.
man.
Thanks.
Just saying, people don't know how infected this room is.
Yeah,
this room
gross.
Is how The Walking Dead starts.
Right.
It's gross.
Starts
sure.
right here in the studio.
This
Have
is, yeah.
you done what I did, which is every day, you're just like, one more day, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'm so
Friday,
happy today is Friday.
Yes. Okay. It's not. It's definitely not.
It's what? Definitely not Friday. What? And I get to go home on Friday and sleep, mm-hmm. not play poker.
Right.
So yeah, I've right. got that going
yes,
for
but
me.
Poker is fun.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And that alcohol true. Helps you get over your sickness.
Nope. You have said
that's
that
what
in
I've
the
heard.
Past.
Not true.
I heard
you
a guy say that on the radio one time.
It was you.
Right.
Right.
Right. It was me.
Okay. Well, I think if we can all make it to Saturday and then just sleep all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Yeah, no worries.
We're going to be fine. We're mm-hmm. going to come back out on the other side.
Okay.
Like a tunnel.
Very positive.
Muggs, what do you got for us?
Hey, babe. I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
Thanks, Alex Trebek. What just happened?
All right. We need a better system. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Hey, babe. I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
On the program today, I don't know if you saw this story in Wuhan, but in China, they built a hospital in 10 days.
Yeah, they did.
A full hospital.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's definition issues.
10 days.
Is it really fully done? I mean, I have a lot
of
questions.
That's my thing. I would assume for a hospital, you have to plan, double check, triple check, quadruple check.
Yeah.
There's no time for that.
I know that they are obviously dealing with a deadly virus, but also maybe put more days into it. Do you know
what
I mean?
They don't have the days.
Well, I mean, they could use another five.
Yeah, five even.
That would be pretty good.
That's almost, yeah.
Remember when
Spoken
Russia...
like a real U.S. contractor.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Same thing here. If you take 10 days to build something, mm-hmm. stuff's going to fail.
That's my opinion,
That's
yes.
not going to be good no matter what. Mm. Jensen brought up yesterday when the Russians were trying to do the Olympic park.
The Olympics, yeah. And people just fell in and people then they just cemented like, over them.
There's literally a hole in the corner of the room.
That's what they say. They say that people died during this and the World Cup.
Yeah, same.
When they built that out in Brazil, people would die and then they just build over them.
I don't think that people are in the cement, Jensen.
That's what I've heard, man.
Jensen.
It's haunted.
It's haunted.
Okay, mm-hmm. now it's haunted. Dead bodies everywhere.
Every goal, it's like, goal.
People are dumb coming up this morning on the show.
Oh,
we're going to talk to Stryker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is he dead?
No.
Goal.
Okay.
No, I do not think so. But he has been banned from social media by a bet that he made. And that doesn't seem good for a guy like him who needs to express his love for
lizards. Ducks, mm-hmm. anything.
I am nothing without my following.
Right.
Oh, there he is.
Your pet is a dick. We'll talk about that today.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like there are a lot of people who have dick pets.
That's so sad.
Not a dog, though. Don't use a dog.
Okay.
Come back
They're
with the right
dicks.
Okay. And also Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
Guys, Kirk Douglas has passed away.
Hmm.
103 years old, Hollywood icon, Spartacus star. By the way, over 92 acting credits, over 75 movies. He was a superstar before people even knew what a superstar was. And of course, the father of Michael Douglas. He is survived by his wife of 65 years, his wife Anne, and his sons Michael, Joel, and Peter. 103.
That is very
that is crazy.
Old.
That is a life well lived. He suffered a stroke in 1996, has been in good health ever since then. Mm-hmm.
He's one of those crazy workout guys, right? He was always like buff.
I think. Yeah, there's old photos of him like that.
I assume he was like that at 103. Right, he's probably in better shape than we are now.
I don't think he had a physical trainer at 103.
No, he did. Also, his physical trainer, Marty, is really sad.
Marty, okay.
Yeah.
You guys, Ruben was his camp counselor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sad for Rubes.
Sorry, Ruben. Guys, you ever post pictures of your significant other on Instagram wearing lingerie?
No.
No.
I
no.
Pictures mm-hmm. of myself in lingerie.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, I mean, everyone deserves to see
Thank
that.
Thank you.
This story is odd on a lot of levels to me, but Avengers star Josh Brolin was out for vengeance on social media when a user objected to a racy pic he posted of his wife. So I'm reading this and I thought, okay, well, somebody's just upset that someone's scantily clad. Mm-hmm. But then when I saw his caption, I was like, why is no one talking about this? This is so freaking weird. So he posts a picture of his wife in lingerie. His wife's name is Catherine. And he writes, and these are real words, put together in a way that they make sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Again, a picture of your wife in lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to love you wildly. I don't want words, but inarticulate cries, meaningless, from the bottom of my most primitive being, that flow from my belly like honey, a piercing joy that leaves me empty, conquered, silenced.
That's a text someone sent?
What is happening, Josh Brolin?
What? I mean, what, is that someone else's quote?
It's a quote from a poet, apparently, but...
Maya Angelou?
Yes. It's the part of the Caged Bird that nobody talks about. But this is so weird to me. Like, dude, just tell your wife you want a boner. We don't need to see this.
Stop reporting me, bro.
I mean, a fan wrote, why show your wife's body off on the internet? It's not good. God wants to see your cover body and not expose it.
Who's that?
And what?
And then he wrote back, I just spoke to God, and God wants me to tell you to please shut the F up and go take a shower.
Oh, Brolin was on one.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a lot, you guys.
Yeah, Brolin's on one.
I mean, my most primitive being that flows from my belly like honey.
That's so weird.
What are you doing?
You're a loser.
Guys, there are some things that... I get if you're proud of your wife. She looks great. Wonderful. Why do you need strangers to see that?
What's a weird thing.
What about you needs strangers to be like, yeah, Josh Brolin?
Validation.
By the way, they're not thinking, yeah, Josh Brolin. They're thinking what they want to do to her. That's what's happening on it. Oh, this is how we do it. Maybe that's what he wanted. But,
yeah. It's all weird.
Yeah.
So please... If you're going to post a picture, maybe stop with the creepy poetry. I don't know. Well, it's just me. You guys watching your Disney Plus?
I mean, I have it.
I have it.
You watching it?
Oh, that was the second part.
Yeah.
Haven't yet.
I have watched some.
You have, okay.
Not enough.
They have hit 28.6 million paid subscribers since their launch, which is a great number. They were hoping between 20 and 25, so they're doing better than expectations. However, only available in a handful of countries, the U.S., Canada, the Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, and Puerto Rico. They're going to roll out more widely this spring. I assumed it was global.
No, not yet.
That number is going to be insanity.
Yeah, especially with the Marvel movies and kind of all the international blockbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Woof.
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
But they haven't really put anything new on the service in a while.
No.
Not like a big launch of new titles.
True. Yeah.
And now they're talking about a Mandalorian spinoff.
Yeah.
So...
You've got High School Musical Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
You have Lizzie McGuire soon.
Sure.
Bunch of stuff, but nothing launched yet.
Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Get with it. Were you guys ever, when I was out discussing that Machine Gun Kelly video?
Well,
good.
We haven't spoken on air. We talked a lot about it off air.
What was that?
Okay. So a lot of times, musicians are put in a weird position of... playing music for a room full of executives who would rather be staring at their iPhones or whatever.
Yeah. That was actually a great episode of Atlanta, if you remember that. Paperboy had to go and play for his record label, and they're all just sitting
around.
It's
the worst. Right, yeah. It's definitely the worst.
Awful.
And years and years ago, a guy named Bobby Schmurder, who's now in jail for a long time.
For Schmurder?
For Schmurder.
Dang it, Kevin!
There was a video that went viral of him sort of dancing for a bunch of them, and it looked very odd and strange.
Yeah.
This one beats that.
Yes.
So basically, rather than live in sort of the silence of all the executives, the Machine Gun Kelly stood up onto the what would you call that? Like the meeting table?
The conference room table.
The long conference room table.
Huge.
Yeah.
And did headbanging.
The weirdest dancing.
To his own music.
Yeah.
And no one seems to be reacting to it. Right.
No, there is an African-American woman that is my favorite human that is staring at him and then just slowly takes a sip of her coffee. And it brought me so much joy because she's like, really? This is my day right now. Sip.
That's
awesome. Just brilliant.
I reposted it, and Kevin helped me put a different song in the background. Because currently in the video you hear, I don't know, some Machine Gun Kelly song.
Sure.
I put Eric Clapton's song about his son.
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven. Yeah. Oh, you
guys. So it's just him headbanging to Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven, yeah.
I mean, it...
That would have been great.
Would have been much better. Yeah, this is my new song. And then he plays it and then dances to it.
It's such a weird video. But then when I saw Demi Lovato and Machine Gun Kelly spark dating rumors, I was like, Has she not seen that video?
Do you think that's a deal breaker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Sure.
Like more than Shmurda.
Yeah.
Right?
Kenny Shmurda'd someone.
I mean, it's just insane. But apparently they were photographed leaving a members-only club together in L.A. around 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
From this day forward, we're going to stop that right now.
They got into separate cars. However, a source claims that Machine Gun Kelly's Aston Martin convertible was seen following Lovato's SUV towards her condo. What's happening? Demi Lovato, though.
Yeah.
I feel like she's back.
She's back.
Right?
That's good news.
It's really good news. Did you see her do the national anthem?
Yes.
Yeah, she was great.
She's great, right?
She was under 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Oh, no, Kevin.
Lost the first bet of the day.
How much money did you
lose? I don't remember. We sort of put like 45 things in there.
Okay.
In the end, I lost all of it, which was probably $80.
Very cool.
So you don't even really remember much of her singing, only the time.
Oh, yeah. I was like, there's got to be a flyover sooner. Get there. Hold that note. We were all yelling. There were like five of us timing it on our phones. I'm not proud of this.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good anthem. Looking back on it.
Well, I'm glad to see her back.
Demi Lovato.
That is her. And if she wants to date the guy that dances on tables, if it makes her happy and mm-hmm. she's healthy.
What if she sees the one with tears in heaven? And then like, she goes, oh, sorry, dude.
That's it. Like, deal breaker.
Insane what you did.
She might. Guys, some birthdays. Axl Rose, Tom Brokaw, and Rick Astley. He's never going to give you up.
Mm-mm, never going to let you down.
Mm-mm. Which is nice.
So, Chinese officials built a hospital in 10 days to treat the coronavirus in Wuhan.
Because they don't have a lot of time, and they're trying to help as many people as possible, which definitely is good intentions.
Yes. Here's the report.
Okay. You are looking at a time lapse of the incredible effort to build a hospital in just 10 days. Can you imagine that? The 600,000 square foot facility started treating patients today in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. A crew of 7,000 people built the hospital, which has 1,000 beds. A second hospital with 500 more beds is due to open later this week.
And they're not done. Mm-hmm. They're building more.
Now, you say to yourself, how is that possible? But these are prefab units. So it's essentially you're sticking together Legos.
Right. But you also have plumbing.
You've got electricity. You've got
electricity, all the equipment that you have in a hospital that has to work.
And 7,000 people working around the clock.
Yeah. To assemble a two-story, 600,000 square feet. I mean, that is so
much. Wait, that sounds solid to you?
Yes. Hospital.
What?
Yes. I think you're coming from it from an American standpoint.
If somebody in Los Angeles put up a hospital in 10 days, I would not want to go to it.
Of prefab units.
Doesn't matter. I still would pick a hospital that took a little longer.
What about?
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
What about testing equipment and that kind of stuff? Like, don't you have to run systems checks on all the equipment in the hospital?
In the valley where I live, there has been a Kaiser Permanente that has been under construction for 15 years. And I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, I don't think you're exaggerating. We all know how certain people work. We'll say Americans that you're like, wait, are you going to finish this? Oh, we're on a lunch break. Oh, we're doing that. These are 7,000 people working 24 hours a day around the clock.
But aren't they getting in each other's way? And doesn't the electrician do something before the plumber? And then the plumber goes, I need to do this first. Take that back out.
I'm sure. But you guys are acting like this is an impossible feat.
I feel like it is.
This is yesterday I spackled one nail hole and it took me 3 hours. And
okay.
So I'm going based off my own experiences.
You're not really the one we would ever go to build a hospital in a week.
And it's mostly because how soft my hands are.
Oh,
I'm not going to do it.
Can't.
But I'm saying if I am told your huge building, prefab or not, took 10 days, I am not excited to go use the stairs or the elevator.
You know, I'm going to drive to another hospital that's been standing for a bit.
Yes.
And if I have to, then I'll end up back at yours.
I just can't possibly
have everything tested out and work right. Maybe it's up and ready to go and they start bringing in patients, but seems like a lot could go wrong if they don't have time to test anything.
I feel uncomfortable at the Beverly Center, and they've been doing construction for way too long. So I even think they work too fast, and that took like 3 years. So I don't know what to tell you here, because I wouldn't feel fully comfortable with a makeshift Same. Hospital.
It well, seems makeshift be because it's 10 days.
That you live here in America and this isn't happening. You can wait 8 years for them to build a staircase in your house.
But
USA! Right, but I'm saying...
USA! No one else, okay?
But I'm saying these are extreme ends of the spectrum. Yes, it takes us 15 years to finish a hospital. They're doing it in 10 days. Seems like both are bad.
We can meet in the middle.
Right. How about just a good pace at building a hospital with a lot of tests and stuff like that?
Sure. I think they're coming from a place of we don't have time.
Right. But mm-hmm. do you have 12 days? Maybe a couple of extra tests? You know what I mean?
Like, even if they said they built it in a month, we'd be like, wow.
Right. If everything works. Like, I can't imagine everything works.
Very fast.
Let's get the satellite phone, can we?
Okay.
All right. Gonna go to Wuhan.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
American contractor there named Mike Good Builder.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Right there in the name.
Mike. Mike, can you hear us?
Hello. Hi. How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're good.
Mike. Hey.
Yeah, I heard you prior to the phone call, your concerns about a hospital being built in 10 days. What's your concern here?
Well, it just doesn't seem like you could test everything in a hospital that needs to be tested that has to work in unison with all of the other parts of the hospital.
Yeah. Well, that's why they sent me an American contractor oversee everything being built. I mean, we had 7,000 of the best construction workers in China, plumbers, mm-hmm. electricians, and so forth.
Right.
To build this hospital for the coronavirus outbreak that has been happening
right.
here.
My question is, does stuff go wrong? And is there a full-time staff ready to go fix it if something...
We have people standing by, but the basic thing is the facility is brand new, so there is nothing going wrong.
Oh, no.
Jeez, was that...
Hello?
Was that a...
That's a smoke alarm battery. I think it just needs changing.
It definitely wasn't.
That was a battery?
Yeah,
battery.
It didn't sound like it.
Much louder.
Anyway, when we were building the facility mm-hmm. to minimize close contact between the patients and the staff,
right.
we have built double-sided cabinets connecting hallways to patient rooms.
Another battery?
Much longer.
Those are the new washing machines. They seem to be a little bit noisy.
No, I don't think
so. Anyway, people seem to be...
What the?
Terrible.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. What's going on?
Well, there's like crashing going on behind you.
I don't hear anything. Anyway, so a similar facility was constructed in Beijing. People seem to be forgetting that.
In 10 days, though?
Okay. In 2000.
What's that?
I'm just stretching.
What?
Definitely not a stretch. This seems less safe than Corona.
No, that's it might be a little nail or something. But anyway, the Chinese government has been very helpful to us, and we see that things are coming along quite well. Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
What? What's that? What?
My good builder. Hello?
That was the construction foreman, Omar. He just destroyed the bathroom.
Oh, dear. Talking about poop.
Need to call a plumber.
Got it.
All right.
All right,
you.
Man. Thanks so much.
It's Kevin in the Morning on K-Rock.
Kevin in the Morning.
Kevin.
The world famous.
We have tickets to see System of a Down at Bank of California May 22nd, along with Korn and Faith No More. Your chance to win is coming up a little bit later on this morning.
Watch out for those prize hogs getting those tickets.
Okay, what?
Wow.
Yeah. Munch is on fire. Okay, listen. 99.9% of the people who listen to us are awesome people.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
We meet them and we just go, wow, you're so nice. Why are you so nice? This is crazy.
Yeah.
There's a tiny percentage of them that are we call prize hogs because they're in it only for the prize.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about other listeners. They don't care about the station. They don't care about any of us. They just want to win prizes.
Because I do remember before I joined radio in general, I had heard of people who like professionally call into stations.
And
like,
have won 10 different things.
It's like their job almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying that happens in person?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That happens in person. And Muggs.
Muggs just said, oh yeah, in the saddest way. Yeah.
Muggs ran into one when he was at Del Taco.
Yeah, on Tuesday. And like Kevin said, 99.9% of our listeners, great people. Even if they're there for the prize, they listen to the show. They know the station.
Or they're nice about it.
Or they're nice about it.
Yeah, they're fine.
And half the time, if I'm cool with them. If they're cool to me, I'm cool with them,
sure.
right? So at Del Taco, first 50 people in line get free lift passes to K-Rock Stormsbury Mountain on February 29th.
Oh, all right.
And everybody comes through, and this lady gets tickets. I give her tickets. She goes into the Del Taco, comes out about 15 minutes later as I'm giving away the last two pairs.
Mm-hmm.
So to the 49th and 50th person.
She already mm-hmm. won hers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She comes stomping up to me. with her arms out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes. She's like, well, I was in line. Where are my tickets? I'm like,
wait, you already gave them to her.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. I gave you a pair, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like,
wait, how is she still mad?
I'm like, then what's the problem? And she's like, and then she just turned around and walked away. I'm like, was she trying to pull a fast one on me?
Yeah, she was, but Muggs, too smart
right?
for her, too smart for
I mean,
that class,
right? Look. My memory might be one of an ant, but I will remember your face if it's only 50 people in line on that day.
But she sold it. I do like that she sold it.
Yeah.
And she
out.
Came
arms
stomping
out.
Up,
she comes
arms
stomping
out,
up. And
looking
I'm,
at you like, how dare you, Muggs?
And by far, that was the most brazen example of a prize hog I've ever experienced in my tenure at K-Rock.
Out of curiosity, this prize hog, you think she's going to storm Bear Mountain?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You know, she didn't even look like a skier, to be honest. But I just...
That just seems racist.
That is odd. It's an
it's
odd
just
thing
like,
to say.
If she would have been cool with me, like, instead of trying to pull a fast one, I would have been like...
Yeah, she could have said, hey, if you have any left, I'd like another pair.
Absolutely.
I would like to sell another pair.
Because 100%...
can you get me one for eBay winner 6, please?
Because 100% of the time, 100% of the time, I will get... If you're cool, I will give you whatever
you
want.
Of course.
Common decency.
Okay,
that's
so does this... So I've heard commercials where you guys give away TVs, and you give away even bigger prizes than ski lifts. Does this happen in bigger scenarios?
Absolutely. There are times where people... who are prize hogs will call the station and our promo crew knows who they are and will deny them flat out. And they will call claiming racism.
Oh, and it's white people.
Well, no, but
okay.
But it's unbelievable.
It does seem like the way to get what you want is to throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
If you throw a tantrum, everybody's like, okay, well, let's just.
Yeah, make them go away.
Make them go away.
Yeah.
But I'm telling
you. Maybe
it,
that's why they do it.
It's just like. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that on Tuesday.
Are there any specific people that are known, like in the circuit?
Oh, yeah. Like
you
here
see
comes
them
the hog.
Coming
here
up.
Comes the hog.
Oh, here comes Julie or here comes Fred.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a wanted list in the promo office.
Mm. It's like a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Do not give a TV to this man.
Yeah.
I think at least if you're going, this is my feeling, if you're a hog and you're going to see, because you're going to Del Taco like all week.
Yeah, well, next week I'm starting up again.
Okay.
We're done for this week.
If you're looking to get another pair, at least get those glasses with
the
mustache and the nose.
Yes, exactly. For sure.
At least come up with a costume or a disguise.
Yeah.
It's not much of an effort if all you're doing is yelling.
Yeah,
I mean, stomping.
So, yeah, I mean, it's mind-boggling, but I love what I do.
That seemed like a lie.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, KROQ.
What's happening? Was that good?
Is that your impression?
For now. I'll work on it.
Can I hear one more time?
No.
Are you scared we're going to record it and play it
What
forever?
Do you think?
Orale vato, what's happening?
I thought that sounded pretty similar.
I was just nervous it wasn't clean, so I'll check when it goes okay. Yeah, thank you.
It was a good effort, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I meant Jensen trying to get you to do it.
Thank you.
Guys, I have something for you.
Hey, babe. I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
Thank you for that.
You have a mixtape for
it's
them?
It's not a mixtape.
Okay.
It is an invitation to K-Rock's Guys Night Out. It's back at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino tomorrow, February 7th. You can hang out with Kevin, Beer Mug, Dave the King of Mexico, and DJ Omar Khan. Play poker with them. There's going to be a ton of free prizes, including... Shut up, kid. Including 106 pairs of lift tickets to K-Rock Storm's Bear Mountain, featuring Lovely the Band, and 50 pairs of tickets to Monster Jam. You can RSVP right now at thebike.com. You have to be 21 or older. But what if I told you right now, you not only get to go, but I'm going to give you $200 in poker chips to use.
I'm screaming.
You should be, ma'am. Give a call. Well, not you. Like, if you know a guy, tell him to call.
Oh, yeah, because there are no women.
No, women, welcome.
Guys,
no
night
women.
Out.
Girls, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't say that.
Yeah, but K-Rock. I'm saying it.
Guys, night out.
Right. Girls, welcome.
Nope.
Tomorrow, February 7th. Give a call right now. You have to be 21 or older, so caller 21 1-900-520-1067. You are going to hang with the guys because it's only guys for Guys Night Out.
Girls, welcome.
And $200 in poker chips to use at Guys Night Out. What a joy.
Orale vato, what's happening?
Well, thank you for asking. Kevin, refresh my memory.
Mm-hmm.
You are or are not a big Shamrock Shake guy?
I'm not really.
Okay.
I don't like mint.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Mint one.
Well, you're not as pumped to know that the Shamrock Shake is coming back into stores February 19th for a limited time. Can I interest you this year introducing a new twist on the classic shake by adding an Oreo Shamrock McFlurry option?
I mean, that helps.
It does help,
yeah.
Right?
I love me some Oreos.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so let's talk this out.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Is this going to taste like a Thin Mint?
Like, would it still
be
minty?
Then I'm not...
Kevin wants no mint.
It would have to be
Oreo.
Some mint.
It would have to just because it's...
Because I'm trying to figure out what the Oreo brings to the table. Do you know what I'm saying?
It brings Oreo to the table.
The crunch.
Crunch, right.
Yeah.
But through the straw?
Are there mint?
Oh, yeah.
Are there mint Oreos?
There are... Okay, so I know.
Because
you know, I'm an Oreo expert.
Sure.
Inside, there are mint ones that are green filling.
Does it just taste like toothpaste?
It tastes a little like toothpaste.
Yeah.
But it tastes like the mint chip ice cream that we know, but a little more toothpaste.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if they did a light mint but mostly Oreo, Kevin would come back around.
Sure. Yeah. I'd give it, I'd be willing.
Hmm. You'd be willing
I'd do it
to
a
eat
favor.
Ice cream?
Yes.
That's huge of you. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
Did any of you watch the NBA All-Star Weekend games? Like,
I did
watch
not.
Any of the celebrity games?
I always do, yeah.
You do?
I do every year.
We found the guy.
I do. Last year,
loves himself some NBA.
Last year, friends of the show, Adam Ray and Brad Williams, did some sort of bit.
They did?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I always watch these things. Slam Dunk, I watch 3-point contest, and then I watch what I think you're probably going to talk about. The celebrity game.
The celebrity all-star
That's right.
game. Well, we already know that Chance the Rapper and Common are going to be in playing.
Excellent.
In playing.
Yeah.
Because it's happening in Chicago. So if those two weren't part of it, I'd say something is definitely wrong. But here's how the teams line up.
Mm-hmm.
I just, oof.
Yes.
Chance the Rapper will lead the team coached by Stephen A. Smith.
Oh.
Right there, I'm out. It includes stars like Celebrity Game MVP Quavo.
I'm a straight punk.
How's he already the Celebrity Game MVP? Is that just past
year? He was last year. Quavo.
Okay.
Quavo, yes.
Quavo?
He was last year.
I like Quavo.
By the way, he had like 25 points or something. He was very good.
It is funny to see there's about 5% of the celebrities that take it super seriously. Like, this is their chance. To show the world they can play.
To shine.
You know who's a Hall of Famer?
Son Minaj.
Son Minaj took it very seriously.
He really did.
Do you know who's a real baller?
No.
The Biebs.
Yeah, Bieber.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He
right.
can play. Yeah, he
You're
can
right.
play.
Well, Chance's brother, Taylor Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Rel Howery.
Straight garbage.
Oh, I don't think he'll be happy
Stephen
to hear
A's
that.
Stephen A's talking ass, yeah.
Well, that's his team. He shouldn't
oh,
be
doing
that's
right.
his
never
team.
Now, maybe that's how he... I would guess that's how he coaches. Stephen A. Smith.
You know what? You're
Absolutely.
Right.
They're running down the court about to pass, and
yep.
he's just like,
Lord have mercy.
Yep.
Darius Miles, also on the team, and more. Common will captain ESPN host and Chicago native Michael Wilbon's team, which includes Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Hannibal Buress.
All right.
John Baptiste.
Mm-hmm.
Baptiste,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jidenna,
yeah. I'm a wealthy man.
SNL star Alex Moffat.
You brought it to life, I'll tell you that.
Thank you. I'm a classic man. I'm a classic man.
What did
I
you
have
say?
No guts.
Mm-hmm.
Wealthy, did you say it first?
I just hummed it. Jidenna, yes.
Okay. Alex Moffat from SNL and others. Mm-hmm. You're into that? Those names I said, a lot of them incorrectly, but...
I wasn't impressed with your lineup.
Okay.
But
it's their lineup.
I also don't
I'm not
think
just making
came
up
with
these
it.
Names.
I don't think it's why you watch that either. You want to see, like, any level of celebrity play basketball, no?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and some of them are, like I said, pretty good. There's another guy who's been, like, a multi-MVP as well from a band. I'll figure
if
that
I
out.
If I remember correctly from last year, Brad Williams went out and did the opening tip.
Yes. Oh,
well, that's just mean.
Mm-hmm.
Just the tip.
Yes.
Hold on. What is the guy's name? There's a band guy who's very good that I'll get to by the end of this segment. But there are players. I think the best part of these games is finding out that there's a dude who's very good at basketball. Like I know Michael B. Jordan was good one year.
Mm-hmm.
Win Butler is the guy's name who is the MVP over and over from Arcade Fire.
From Arcade Fire, yeah.
Yeah, he's
like 6'6 or something.
Yeah, he's like a multi-time MVP in this game. That's the stuff I'm excited about. Not so much watching Brad Williams do the tip, you know.
Well, you're wrong.
Thanks.
Wynn Butler is not listed here. Maybe he'll make a comeback.
He's not even in.
No.
He's very good.
I don't think I would watch that for good basketball, though. I would
not
watch that
care
for
less.
Celebrities.
Really? Yeah, all right. Well, I'll be alone watching it.
I want to see like the celebrity like take a ball to the head and just knock him down. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for straight Three Stooges.
Right.
He's looking for the chaos.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a classic man. I'm different than you guys. So.
Such a weird hum sing thing you've got going.
All right. Chicken. I'm quack, quack, quacking.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you. Tom Brokaw, Alex Rose, and Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and distract you. I mean, still a bop.
Yeah,
with me.
It kills. It really is. I hate that it's a meme. It's
a really
good song.
Is.
And he is, like, it's rare for a white dude looking better and better.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah. I mean, our people, we do crack.
Yes.
Not the drug, just facially.
Mm-hmm.
Wrinkles.
Both.
That's what's happening.
People are dumb. Those two people are dumb. I'm fascinated by really stupid human beings because it makes me feel a little better about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
This is the first story that was by popular demand. Allie sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were about 12 listeners that tweeted it to me to make sure that I saw it.
Good.
For People Are Dumb. Florida troopers find narcotics in a bag labeled bag full of drugs.
When Florida Highway Patrol found a pouch with the words bag full of drugs written on the side, of course they had to open it. And what did they find inside? You guessed it, illegal drugs. Officers pulled over two men speeding on Interstate 10 and found the bag inside the vehicle. Inside of the bag, they found meth, GHB, cocaine, MDMA, and fentanyl. The sheriff's office posted a little advice on Facebook to not traffic your illegal narcotics in a bag labeled bag full of drugs.
I like that they go on social media to make fun of the guy. Hey, listen, don't write bag full of drugs on the bag.
You know what? I'd mute him if I were him.
Yeah, you would.
And then he comes with the comedy.
Because our canines can read.
Pretty strong.
It's not true.
I like it.
Police in the UK had to rescue a car thief who accidentally locked himself in the car he had stolen Sunday.
Oh, no.
The cops received a report of a man acting strangely inside a parked car and discovered he was trapped inside the Ford Focus, which had been fitted with phony license plates. He was smart enough to put phony license plates on the car, got inside, and got stuck and had to be rescued by the police. They didn't explain why he was stuck, given the fact that the Ford Focus uses a conventional lock like every other car on the planet.
So he could have just unlocked it?
Yes.
Oh, sweetie.
And that's why he's dumb.
Yeah.
That's not wrong. Yeah.
Drunk soccer fan tries to have sex with taxi. This happened in Scotland.
When were you in Scotland?
The 36-year-old man David Bruce has been found guilty of simulating sex on the hood of a taxi. A neighbor, Kathleen Nisbeth, who I'm sure was very excited to see this, 63 years old, told the cops she'd heard somebody singing outside and initially thought that it was a happy supporter after watching his team Celtic win the Scottish Cup final on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he was singing and shouting, treble, treble, because there were two other tournaments. Most of the time, same team doesn't win them all. When they do, it's a huge deal. She said, then I heard a loud banging and looked outside. There was a man singing at the top of his voice. As the taxi pulled up, he pulled down his pants and underwear and jumped on the hood of the taxi, making thrusting movements, simulating sex. You could only think, like, this taxi driver didn't see the stuff leading up to it and wasn't thinking about them winning and didn't have any idea what was going on.
Yeah.
The guy jumps on the hood of his car and starts simulating sex. That's not all. The elderly couple also claimed they saw David apparently having sex with a garden fence.
During the incident. Just feeling it.
He really wanted to celebrate. He wanted to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
All he had was a hood of a car and a fence.
Wow.
That doesn't seem strong.
No.
And woman charged for allegedly biting off part of a man's tongue while they were kissing.
Oh.
This is the news report.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years.
Now, they should give her a microphone is my first thought because she doesn't need to yell.
Is she yelling?
What's going on in the background?
I don't know.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years. You may think they would have seen it all by now, but
this is not real.
This is her first
fake news source.
This is her first report, isn't
also,
it? It's in Detroit.
Is there someone next to her doing the same story? Like, you know how you can, like, bleed into the mic plate again?
If so.
There's someone else behind him doing the same story.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been...
Oh, maybe that's why she's yelling. He's maybe like, they're standing again. Next to each other.
They're dueling banjos.
Yes. So she's screaming so that she can be heard.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years. You may think he... They would have seen it all by now.
They right? would have seen it all by now.
This is awful.
It's great.
My favorite reporter ever.
Not when it comes to the case of 52-year-old Ulette Wedgeworth from Detroit.
From Detroit.
Detroit.
We're going to find Carmen Sandiego gumshoes.
During the course of consensual kissing, someone bites someone's tongue off. Off, gone, holding it when the police pulled
off.
Oh,
my.
Wow. Mm.
Wait, what?
Yes,
wow.
You heard her. That's the reporter responding with,
wow.
Someone bites someone's tongue off. Off, gone, holding it when the police pulled up.
Wow. Smith says Ulette, seen here in her mugshot, was visiting a friend's apartment in Centerline on Tuesday. A man who, we're told, quickly turned into a victim. No!
This is real? It's a TV station in Detroit.
No!
She exists. Well, I feel like it might be her first job.
Can we reach out? This is our new news person.
Detroit is not a first job city.
That's what I
it's
think.
A big market. Yeah.
But listening
it's a huge
to her,
market.
Yeah. But listening to her first report has to be her first report. She's terrible.
Detroit.
A man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
She bit the tip of his tongue.
Does she do this for just normal stories, too?
Like, I don't know. It's the first time I saw her.
Calm down and get a car.
We're told quickly turned into a victim.
She bit the tip of his tongue off. Clean off.
Okay. I know you are probably cringing right now and cannot find anything at all good about this story, but here's something.
Okay.
What do you think's the good news about this story, according to her?
Maybe he'll lose some weight.
She's coming on. She's taking a job at Kevin in the Morning as the news lady.
I sure hope so.
When police showed up, they did recover a piece of the tongue in the bedroom.
A piece of his tongue was on the floor.
News,
oh, that's great news to her.
Well, because she's able to replace it, like
glass half full,
like stitch it on.
I think, yeah. That's what she was.
I don't know the status of whether or not it was reattached, but everyone's alive, and we've charged her with a crime.
What do you think she's doing there?
She's hitting the gavel. She's the judge.
She's knocking on the door, the woman who bit the tongue.
Oh, of course. My bad.
Of course. She's a hard-hitting investigator.
I just had to hear Ulette's side of this kissing situation, so I knocked on the door of the alleged tongue biter's home, though no one answered.
It turned crazy in a very short amount of time.
But it is something none of us will forget anytime soon. I'm Andrea Isom, 7X News.
Come on.
Anytime soon.
Favorite reporter ever. I don't even care about the story about biting off the tongue.
She's the best.
Though no one answered.
It turned crazy in a very short amount of time.
But it is something none of us will forget anytime soon. I'm Andrea Isom, 7 Action News.
We've got to find only her report.
We have to find her.
I will search.
Forever.
I didn't have time because I was laughing at this one so much.
Oh, my gosh.
But best reporter ever?
Ever.
Ever.
She, Dateline, the whole thing. Give her every job she wants.
And that's people are dumb. Alarm clocks suck, right?
I mean,
always.
That's usually right because it means you're waking up from your sleep and you're going to work. And we all know that sucks.
No matter what they are, they suck. So we were talking yesterday, and I was saying, I listen to music. That's my first alarm.
Right.
And my second alarm is a beeping thing about my phone. And then my backup is in the bathroom, it beeps, and I have to get up and go turn it off.
Smart. And it's loud enough.
Yes.
Okay.
To make sure that I actually get up.
Yeah. I had done a story last week about how people that wake up to the beep, 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 the jarring sound, they're actually more tired throughout the day because you should be waking up to a more relaxing way, such as music or a more melodic sound. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what got us talking about this. But then... somebody in the room, Mr. Moody Pie over there.
Oh, thanks for the acknowledgement of
whatever,
the name.
Whatever. Brought up one of the worst possible ways to wake up, and you did it for a decade.
Yeah, I mean, it's your boy, Death Cab for Moody. So here's the thing is I used to wake up based on this chicken alarm clock. Uh-huh. And some people emailed me, knew all about
still it. Still have it.
Said they had it.
Yeah.
And so it's a chicken who was wearing sunglasses and holding a guitar.
Okay, but let me just stop you right there. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to wake up in a kinder, softer way?
Yes.
Do you want a chicken yelling at you?
I think I wasn't, and I still feel like it would help me to be mad at whatever the alarm is so that I get up and hit it and don't snooze and just get up out of bed.
Those of you that have to be awake now, you can call us with your what you've come up with at 1-800-520-1067.
Mm-hmm.
Other than music or a beep. because Jensen had this chicken.
Yeah, let me at least give you a feel of what I used to wake up to.
Okay. This would... Yeah. I would destroy this. Hey, baby, wake up. Come
and by the way, it, but just, it never stops. It's just that same loop over and over again until you turn it off. And it, again,
why did you ever get that?
I don't remember how it ended up in my hands.
What a terrible way to wake up.
I got it at an age I was supposed to have it, which is like elementary school. But then when sophomore year of high school came around and I was still waking up to the chicken, I made the decision to throw it out.
You waited till sophomore year in high school.
Yes. But you could understand that even hearing that now brings back a lot of memories of waking up. And
good or bad?
Not great. A lot of like, Mom, 5 more minutes. Like, let me sleep for 5 more
minutes.
Yeah,
if that doesn't get you up, I don't know what would.
I know. It was a terrible machine.
I'm already annoyed.
Yeah.
Come and dance with me.
That's what it's saying?
Yeah. Hey, baby, wake up. Come and dance with me.
Wow.
Don't you wake up to a song?
I do. I wake up to Princess Leia's theme from Star Wars.
Okay. Well, that's a little nicer.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's so much better than right there. I'm already in a bad mood.
It's not good.
What about getting up in a good mood? Did it ever occur to you that like that makes you in a bad mood when you hear that?
That's a good point.
It's hard enough to wake up.
Yeah.
But to wake up to that.
Since we wake up essentially in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Have any of you thought about either the apps or the actual machines that kind of wake you up slowly with light? So it's supposed to simulate the sun coming up.
I never tried the light. There is a light that you can buy that supposedly is...
The sun,
basically. Equal to sunlight.
Right.
Yeah. I was hoping someone calls in with that because I don't think it helps us because I think we all not wait till the last minute, but we're trying to get as much sleep as we humanly can. So if we really slowly wake up, it doesn't help me at all.
But you would set it earlier so that slow wake up has you waking up at the time that you're supposed to.
But then would another sound come in once?
No. You've already put that in the trash, and you've brought that trash to a whole different unit because you don't want it to come back.
I'm just saying with the sunrise is usually like the chicken noise is what I'm saying.
No.
I had one called Clocky because I thought it would be funny. Mm-hmm. I was having problems getting up early. In the 90s, I had Clocky, and it basically will – it has two wheels on either side of it like legs, and it'll just drop off of your nightstand
and roll
start
away?
Rolling away.
No, and you'd have to chase Clocky?
You had to get up and chase down Clocky, which involved turning on lights.
Yes.
It was a nightmare.
It woke you up, though.
Yes. But I wasn't in a great mood.
I feel like you beat Clocky. I feel like Clocky died.
Clocky did die.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
And then man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
Clocky.
There's also this little video game thing. Have you seen that with a little pistol and you have to shoot a target?
No.
To get it to shut up?
No. That
Yeah,
that...
it's called Target Animal Clock.
But then what?
I'm sorry, Target Alarm Clock.
But then what happens if I can't shoot it because I just woke up?
Keeps going. Keeps going until you hit a bullseye.
That's not good.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
good. It doesn't seem
good. It's like that Disneyland Toy Story ride or whatever where you have to use, it's like a laser basically?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, not
You're playing
for me.
Laser tag first thing in the morning.
Nope.
Otherwise, it keeps going.
Not for me.
Nope. What a nightmare.
That's not good at all.
All right, let's take a few calls. Let's go to Caroline in Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Morning.
By the way, I almost bought Clocky.
Yes, don't do it. Don't buy Clocky.
But I need three alarms. One, of course, is the radio. Mm-hmm. RIP Kevin and Bean show, now, you know, Kevin. And then my iPhone, which has a really just obnoxious, that old-fashioned phone ring.
Mm-hmm. So annoying.
And then I had to go and get, like, a vibrating alarm clock. It's like...
Did you say vibrating?
There's a little... Yes, it's like... So there's a little round disc that, you know...
That's
to
not
the alarm
a clock,
clock,
Caroline. That's something that we buy at special stores.
Let me tell you, I do wake up happy these days. But
Caroline.
I put it under my pillow, and it kind of does the trick. I'm a very sound sleeper.
I guess so. Three,
you put it under your
to
pillow.
The third alarm for you to wake up.
Yeah, I had to because I was oversleeping, even with the radio, even with the loud ring.
It's cute that you call your vagina a pillow. I think that's very nice. Thank you for the call. All right. Where else should we go here?
I think we need to talk to Savannah on line three. What is happening, Savannah?
Savannah, good morning.
Good morning. So how I used to wake up in high school, no alarm would wake me up. Like, I'd use the basic ones that your phone has, and it never worked. So I downloaded onto my phone noises from, like, horror movies of people being murdered.
Oh, my God. That's a and terrible that's way to wake up.
That's great. It's
I mean, it works, but
I feel like it works perfectly.
Yeah, it's the only thing that would work for me back in the day.
Savannah, how many people have you killed?
Yeah, be honest.
No one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds like something a killer would say.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
She's waking up to people, the sound of people being murdered. I love her so much.
A man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
Our friend Stryker posted on Instagram that he has to stop using Instagram for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Seems bad.
Sounds like
Seems
torture.
Bad.
Certain people really need to be on Instagram.
Yeah.
I feel like Stryker's one of them.
But then when I found out what else he has to give up for a month, I thought, Stryker is not great at bets.
Stryker.
Yes.
What?
Kevin.
What's happening?
Allie McKay, Jensen Karp. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Happy to have you, always.
What happened, dude?
Oh, man.
You inclined bet on the Super Bowl?
We bet on the Super Bowl, and I like watching football, and I'm more invested in it when I've got some money on it, especially the Super Bowl, because those two teams, they're awesome teams, but I don't really care about those teams. So we bet on the Super Bowl, and the loser had to spin our Wheel of Will, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about five things you guys are driving around or you guys are sitting in the studio, five things that you really, really love in life. Maybe they're not addictions, but habits that waste a lot of your time that are part of your day.
Sure, we all have those, yeah.
Right? And maybe you've told yourself over the last few years that you'd like to slow down on those things or even eliminate them.
Okay.
So I came up with five things. We put those five things seven different times on the Wheel of Will. So that's 35 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one extra spot. And that one extra spot, we just said, okay, if it lands on this, you have to give up all of them.
So it's all in on that spot.
Yeah, but the odds are, it's like 1 in 40.
It's
impossible.
One in 36, to be exact, were the chances of it hitting the stupid all in.
Okay.
And I spun it, and it landed on that.
Okay.
And now I have to give up these five things.
What are the five things?
Okay, number one is Instagram. And now I like Instagram. It is like the number one time waster. I love keeping up with Pomerello, but then I like looking at Esther the Wonder Pig and ducks walking on tiles.
Sure. And what are you going to do when you come across a lizard?
I'm going to have to just float around in the universe and maybe touch them without anyone seeing. I don't know.
Oh, Stryker. This is devastating.
Hurtful.
I know this sounds like nothing, but if you're on it 2 to 3 hours a day and you instantly give it up, so that's one thing. Number two, I'm giving up all energy drinks. Now, that seems maybe easy for some. What about coffee? I've only had coffee twice in my life, so I'm already feeling very on edge today since my routine now is completely thrown off. It was Instagram.
What do you do, like Red Bull?
Red Bull in the morning.
Okay. All right, Red Bull.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to give up looking at okay. Kevin, you know what RedTube is?
Yes.
And XX and all those?
Yes, I do. That would be porn.
Yes, I have to give up that for an entire month.
No!
That's where I draw the line.
Just those two sites? Can you go to Pornhub?
Yes, Allie.
What?
I can't go to any site.
No porn.
No!
No porn.
Man. Okay.
Nothing.
That's tough. All right.
Yes. And, you know, porn isn't necessarily for most guys we look because we're feeling like in a mood. It is a great 6-minute time waster.
I mean, I think you're giving yourself a lot of credit, Stryker.
You're doing it twice?
It's a great 8-second time waster.
You're doing it twice? Okay, so
Stryker, this is a terrible bet. That's not all of them?
No, two more, right?
That's only three.
Oh, yeah, that's only three.
More.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I have to give up. I'm a huge holiday candy fan, and it's Valentine's Day candy season, and soon after that, all the Easter stuff is about
Cadbury,
robin eggs. I love those things so much, I can't believe it. So I have to give up that, and then the last thing I have to give up, visits to my storage locker, which I really like going to.
What are you talking
Your
about?
Your storage locker here at the station, or like a storage unit you have outside?
Jensen, about a year ago, I rented a storage locker at one of these companies only about 2 miles from where I live. Mm-hmm. So I started throwing – it started just, oh, I'm going to put a few things in there. And then it became very addicting to go there almost every day to drop off more items.
Why would you not throw anything out?
Because many of these items, I thought at some point I could use them for something in life. I don't know why exactly, but then I enjoy going there. I say hi to Julie that works there, and Ahmad.
What
is, there.
Is happening with your life?
And now, what is
He's
what
gonna
is
miss Julie.
Julie's going to think you're dead or
you
something?
You think Julie's
man.
Like, oh no, here comes Stryker again?
You had to let yeah. Julie know.
Somebody
you
take
won't
my
be
shift.
There.
Yeah.
I know. Someone should let her know because we have nice conversations when I go in. And
I like to hear her side of
Julie.
It.
Mm-hmm. They trust me with the key to unlock it myself.
Wow. It's your storage locker.
You're a big boy.
Yeah.
Now, are you a hoarder?
Kevin, definitely not.
Okay.
You took stuff every day. Are you a hoarder?
No, I'm not a hoarder.
I think it was probably he took little things every day just so he could chat with Julie and stuff.
Yeah, no, I took things every day because I was finding out, okay, this other item in my bedroom, I have not looked at in 2 years. I'm putting this in the storage locker. So I didn't do everything just one weekend I wanted to move. I did it slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. But there's been a couple of days where I'm like, wait a minute, where are my notes with my interview with System of a Down from 2001? Where are those? So then I would go to the storage locker.
Hey,
and
Julie, going to check out some notes.
You know where my notes are for System of a Down 2001.
Thanks for letting me open my own locker.
Stryker.
Unreal.
So you've got a month, mm-hmm. and then at the end of the month, how do we even know if you didn't do
You could
these
be lying.
Things?
That's right, I could be, but there will be somebody coming in to administer a lie detector test.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And to make sure that I did not slip on any of these things. And you guys, I seriously am going to do my best to not do it. I think it's only been 24 hours. I'm already feeling on edge and not great, but maybe the first 3 days will be tough and it'll be smooth after that. I'll have so much free time I can take up guitar or something.
You won't.
You're not going to take up guitar.
Okay, I probably won't do that.
Unless there's one in your storage unit, you weirdo.
Only people in the storage
unit. Look, we've been a little sick as of late.
And by we, you mean everyone but me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially Allie and I. Allie missed 3 days.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And yesterday, something made her laugh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And it was one of the weirdest sounds we've ever heard.
Ever. Ever.
This is Allie laughing while sort of wheezing and maybe gearing up for a cough. Mm-hmm. How does she make that noise?
Oh, no. It's happening again. Oh, no. No. There are dogs.
There's dogs
there
right
are
now.
Dogs
yes.
in the neighborhood screaming right
Agreed.
Now.
Agreed. I was trying to play it again, but you have to stop doing it live so I can play it again.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All right, play it again.
And then Jensen said,
well,
hey.
Well, Muggs originally,
okay.
yeah.
Said, hey, that sounds like a song.
I want to end me.
It's now in there.
Right?
Sounds great.
Guys.
And then we thought, what about this song?
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
Right?
That's great. Great.
And then we thought, what about this song?
Oh, no.
By the way, listen to what Muggs did with your voice.
My thing's on beat, too.
Your laughing is
on
beat.
Muggs, you are a dream.
Not positive how he did that.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
So good. Oh.
So you brought us all joy.
Beautiful.
I am so glad.
Thank you for dying almost, because it really makes us have a good day. What's happening?
Whew. That was good times, everyone.
So good.
Hey, move over, vagina candle. There's a new hoo-ha smell in town. You heard me.
I don't know how to respond to that.
So remember Gwyneth Paltrow's
yes.
vagina candle that sold out? The candle that's called This Smells Like My Vagina. Sold out in December in her Goop store.
But as joke buys, right?
I don't know.
Ironic buys.
She's Listen. In on it a little.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we've seen her do interviews and she kind of knows it's funny.
Well, Erykah Badu is the latest to realize, wait, there's something with my smell that could be used. So what did she do? She decided she was going to go commando from now on. So she took all of her used underwear and she burned it down. And now it's incense.
What?
All of her underwear is now made into incense, dubbing the unconventional product Badu's pee.
I want to smell it.
Well, a lot of people do.
Smells like donkey ass.
Because she said that there's legend that whatever is happening with her nether regions changes lives, changes jobs.
I mean, there is that legend that she inspires artists.
Yeah, yeah. Andre 3000, Common, the DOC.
So whatever she has going, if you can actually put that into a scent and then trick men into thinking that's also your scent, I mean, I'm doing it. I'm going to buy some Erykah Badu incense.
I don't think you are, though.
Yeah.
She's considered like the muse of Andre 3000.
Right.
When he went into sort of his more sing-songy stuff. So it's a big deal.
But I don't know that I'm going to get that out of incense.
I don't know. She burned all of her panties, used panties, down into this incense.
She's got a point. She's a...
That's such a good beat.
Can we hear the Cypress Hill one again, too?
Yes.
I love these so much.
Who would have known this fit into song so easily?
Amazing. Right? Amazing.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
It's good. It's real good, you guys.
You're playing an instrument over there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is have the flu, let it move into bronchitis, and then be at the point where you can't really get out full sentences all the time because you feel like you're going to cough.
But you have to suffer for your art sometimes.
I suffer for my art, and it turns into a wheeze. And I'm just going to say you're welcome.
I want to end me.
I mean, I'm crossover, right?
I mean, you do it all.
You can't keep me to one genre.
You do it all.
Right? That's a lot, guys.
We'll just try to get Klein to play it at 420 or whatever. Stryker and Klein. They do some sort of new song.
As well they should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, you like Whoppers?
Yes.
You have any exes?
I mean, sure. We all do.
Yes.
How do these two great tastes go together? Well, Burger King is partnering with Warner Brothers Pictures and their new film, Birds of Prey.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's going to happen. On Valentine's Day, you're going to bring a printed out picture of your ex, and Burger King is going to hand you a Whopper. My gosh.
What?
This is the greatest day of my life.
I love this.
What?
So on February 14th, select Burger King locations in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Boston will be offering scorned lovers a free Whopper in exchange for a printed photo of their ex while supplies last.
Mm-hmm.
LA, listen up. Here is your location.
Please.
545 North Victory Boulevard in beautiful Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 545 North Victory Boulevard in Burbank. Valid on February 14th, the day of love, Valentine's Day. Bring out a printed picture of your ex, and you're going to be handed a Whopper.
I'm just going to print out like 100 pictures and just go, hey, this is my ex. Give me a Whopper.
It's only one, so you got to bring like one of those mustaches and the nose.
I can do
and
that.
Yeah, bring a
real prize hog.
I can do that.
You should come with a picture of like Megan Fox. That's my ex. It sucks. I know.
Oh, man. Really rough.
Whopper.
Give me a Whopper, please.
It could happen. Yeah. So you're welcome, you guys.
You're welcome.
Giving you free Whoppers.
Very very good.
Nice. Nice.
Good job, everyone.
I love it. Happy birthday, Tom Brokaw, Axl Rose, and Rick Astley. And that's what's happening.
You know the show we're giving tickets to for System of a Down at Bank of California on May 22nd?
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, it's too many people are on the lineup, I think.
Playing with Korn and Faith No More.
Unbelievable.
They've added a second show.
Oh!
That show is May 22nd. They've added May 23rd.
Okay.
So they're doing two shows at the Bank of California.
Huge. Great.
How about that?
Makes sense.
How
that is a that? Great show.
There's a K-Rock presale. You can go to krock.com to get the password, or tickets go on sale to the public tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Ew. You don't want to be with them, though.
Right.
Get the presale, you guys.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
Very good news.
Told you yesterday about the world's worst cat.
Yeah.
I added together some of the highlights of the news audio because This is a shelter that's trying to get a cat adopted out.
Yeah.
And they're having problems because it has behavioral issues.
Sometimes honesty is the best policy.
And that's especially true when it comes to cats.
The Mitchell County Animal Rescue calls this the worst cat ever.
This is Perdita, the world's worst cat. That's what the Mitchell County Animal Rescue in North Carolina is calling her anyway. In an adoption ad that they posted on Facebook, the shelter says, "We thought she was sick. Turns out she's just a jerk." According to the post, the feisty feline likes staring into your soul until you feel as if you may never be cheerful again.
Seems real dark.
Right? And then you would think, like, when they get interviewed, they would go, yeah, we were exaggerating for effect.
Yeah, no. Joking around to get attention.
Because we really just want the cat to be adopted out.
Right.
We're going to take your calls on your pet is a dick.
Which we assume is going to be mostly cats.
Dogs aren't dicks.
Well, we assume so. 1-800-520-1067. Call in. But I guess I should kind of tell you about my cat at some point.
Well, let me...
Yeah,
play a little bit of the interview,
yeah,
and then you can tell us about your cat.
Great.
All right, so what makes her the worst cat, in your opinion?
This is what she does. She rubs on the cage, and when you go to pet her and give her little scratches, she likes it. But if you open this cage and do that, she's coming after you.
She's coming after you.
I don't love it.
And how is she with kids, or do you know that yet?
Bad.
She's probably not going to be good with children.
You're marketing her as the worst cat. What are you trying to get people to understand?
We really wanted just to celebrate her differences. Obviously, we don't know all the cats in the world, so maybe she's not the worst, but for us, she's pretty close.
Can I ask you to open the cage and let her out, or is that too much?
I don't know how it would turn out, but I can attempt to open the cage for her.
And let's see what she does.
Kevin!
All right, listen, I edited the end on there because I thought it'd be funnier. But is there any other pet... It's as much a dick as cats.
No. There's no... And I'm a cat
And I say
lover.
Dogs.
Yeah.
But I don't know any pet that's
no.
a
Remember
dick like cats.
Remember Sweet Chip that used to work here
yes.
until
Rest
Mr. Pickles,
Mr.
Took,
Pickles
her out?
Took her
yeah.
out? Mr. Pickles took her out.
That cat, like, she would wake up and the cat was just staring at her and then would just swipe at her.
Mm-hmm. She'd staring at her in... soul like she'd never be
yeah.
happy again.
It would hide and just jump at her. And Chip is a small person.
Yeah.
So that cat would take her out.
About the same height.
Yes.
Jensen, you
have a cat.
Devil
named,
cat?
Yeah, I have a cat named Bill. Bill is around, and this is not an exaggeration, around 22 pounds.
Wow.
He is
that
a,
big?
He's
yes.
a massive cat. Yeah, he's large.
That's a small child.
Okay.
He keeps basically me awake at night. He only likes to sleep in my nook, right in sort of my... I have to sort of be arm in arm with him, holding him. And if I don't do that, he will make noises trying to wake me up. And
oh, Bill is so gone
my
in my
God.
World.
He'll be tapping me, and he'll be trying to make sure he gets his spot.
What a needy bitch.
Right?
On top of that, he wakes me up about 1.5 times on average, 2 times the most, every night.
Wakes you up
to
out
feed,
of the dead sleep.
To feed him. And before people
wait,
email...
Wait. Yes. Do you feed him in the middle of the night ever?
I do a lot, yeah.
Son of a bitch, no wonder!
And
of course he wakes you up.
I know that people will say, oh, there's those feeders that can
that
go
they
time.
Can press.
Problem
yeah.
is that's dry food. My cat needs wet food at that time. He's let me know that.
I feel like the pet owner is the issue here.
100%, Kevin.
He's 22 pounds. He'll take me out like Chip.
He wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Yes, taps me.
You feed him. Mm-hmm. You're guaranteeing he's going to wake you up every night.
But it started with me being like, okay, I'm not going to pay attention. I'm just going to lay in the mm-hmm. bed. And then he just keeps doing it. And eventually I give in because I can't stay awake. I have this job.
Don't yell at us. We're not waking
quit.
You up.
I'm quitting the job because of my cat. That's
Why
it.
Don't
of Bill?
You put Bill in the garage?
Ooh, never thought of that.
That is my first thought.
How could you never think of that?
First, I'd say, Kill Bill.
No!
And then,
one and two.
Yeah. No. I mean...
I just think, I guess we consider him to be so much of the family that I've never even thought about putting him in the garage.
Got to put him in the garage.
He is a real POS. I agree.
Listen, yeah. He'll get used to whatever you do. Mm-hmm. He'll get used to it. Mm. You let him wake you up. Oh.
I mean, he likes to be in my nook. Did you hear that part?
I did hear that part.
And he taps me if he's not in my nook. And then I want to give him wet food because he won't eat dry food.
Well, he told me that. Yeah, he told me.
I mean, everything.
I mean, it did sound like the people that were taking care of this worst cat in the world were taking good care of him, and yet she didn't care at all.
Right. Catering.
It was just mean.
Yeah. Right. I don't think.
I'm thinking we have an owner issue here.
Yeah, Bill might not be mean as much as he is just extremely needy. And fat.
Where does he get it?
Right? Can't figure that out.
Might be in his DNA.
Let's take some calls of your pet is a dick. And by pet, we mean cat.
Most likely.
Amanda.
Mostly, yeah.
In Simi Valley. Good morning.
Hey. Actually, I have a dog story.
Oh!
I am a dog person. I'm actually allergic to cats, so I don't really have any cat stories. But my grandma had this little wiener dog who loved to pee on the dining room table.
Oh, well, that's a bad place.
What? How does the wiener dog get
up there?
How does a wiener dog get up there on top of the table?
I have no idea. Nobody ever saw him do it.
And this is like a common occurrence. He'll do it all the time.
Oh, all the time, yeah. Well, he's gone now. I mean, I was a kid at that point. But he was a little wiener dog named Danny. We actually called him Dickie because why not? He was a wiener dog.
Right.
But he would somehow... throughout the day, and it was multiple times a day, he would get up on the dining room table, and my grandma had one of the doily tablecloths, so it was white.
As all grandmas
like
do.
Like a keypad.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'd go to eat dinner, and there was just this big yellow stain in the middle of the table, and we're like, where does this even come from? Like, we had no idea that he could even get up there.
Dickie.
My grandma looks around nervously. It's the dog.
Was it your nana?
Oh, man. She's potty trained.
She's potty trained.
Okay.
Right. Grandma is?
I'm just bummed that nobody actually saw Wiener Dog Danny get up there. I think that would be the thing to see.
That's a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did catch him on the table one time.
Oh. In mid-act.
But we don't know. Yeah, no, he wasn't actually going at that point. I think he was just looking for scrap.
Was he just sitting there with a grin on his face?
No, it was like a terrified, mortified, my God.
Not, I'm up here?
He's like, looks like you guys stumbled onto my urinal.
Check me out. A dog. I didn't think we'd get any calls on this topic from a dog. All right.
I have a chihuahua that likes to pee on trash bags also.
What is going on with your family?
A lot of pee problems.
Yeah. Are you a good pet owner, Amanda?
I am. I had my chihuahua, actually, we just put him down last week. He was 13.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, hey, way to bring us all down.
Yeah.
We were having fun here.
No, he lived a good life and he was a happy dog.
Okay,
he just
good.
Liked to pee on
that
trash
dog's bags. Gone. Dickie's gone. Is your grandma gone?
Nope, not yet.
Hey,
all right, not yet.
Keep away from you, Amanda.
It's going to happen this weekend. Thank you, Amanda. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Amy, you hold on in orange. Her cat attacks her sister during the night.
Of course it does. It's a cat.
Insanity. We'll take your calls next. Allie, you know we have to turn the mics on before, you know, we talk, right?
I'm so sorry.
Allie's losing it.
I mean,
it's, I really am.
What meds are you on?
I just finished my
Z-Pak,
mm-hmm. And I was on Teslan Pearls, which is for your cough,
okay.
And Tamiflu I took until I projectile vomited it all out in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Good times.
Wouldn't have asked if I knew that was the answer.
Okay.
We're talking about your pet as a dick. Let's go to Amy in Orange. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We are good, thank you. Tell us about your cat.
So I had this cat, and he used to attack my sister in the middle of the night. Like, he would run. Like, he was so nice to me, and he would cuddle, and he was, like, so sweet. But for some reason, he hated my sister, and he would attack her, like, her head and her face, and she would have to hide under the covers.
What?
I know. I swear to God.
Amy, you mean as she's sleeping, the cat would attack her?
Yeah, she would just be asleep, like, you know, sleeping. And then, but anyways, the worst part of it... so we were adults at this time, and we were roommates, and I was at work one day, and then the SPCA called me, and they were like, hi, we have your sister here, and she's trying to return your cat.
Oh, my God. She did the right thing. She was doing the right thing, Amy. How do you not get rid of your cat if it attacks your sister?
Well, you know what? In hindsight, I
no hindsight.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, and I was like, no, she doesn't have permission to do that. So they didn't allow her to return it. She was so mad. I mean, you know what? I got to be honest. Like, thinking of it now, I was young and I didn't consider her perspective, but that was a terrible cat. But then I forgot I had another cat a different time that later we were roommates and she was laying out and he just walked up and sprayed her. Like, I don't know.
It's your sister. It's your sister.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this, but it's your sister, if that's the case.
That's an incredible bitch.
Did you get rid of your sister?
No, of course not. But anyways, it was really, it was kind of strange. Like, I'd never seen him do that behavior. And he's like, she was so upset. Hmm. She was like, I can't believe your cat just sprayed me. And I was like,
I love so much that she tried to turn that cat in. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Your pet is a dick, and by pet we mean cat. We'll take your calls next. We were talking about yesterday. We introduced you to the worst cat ever.
Yeah,
and we're talking about your pet is a dick, and we're going to go to Jamie now in Buena Park. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you.
Yeah. So I had a pet when my now 5-year-old was 2, and the cat did not like her to begin with. The cat I think thought was my baby, and So I remember my daughter pulled its tail one time, and I think it held on to that resentment because I came out of the shower one day, and the cat had wrapped its body around her head.
Oh, my God!
Had her claws in the back of her head. I had to pull the cat off of her.
Oh, my God!
It's like an anaconda.
Yes, it was traumatizing, so we had to rehome, you know, the toddler.
Oh, your baby.
Your baby had to find another.
Goodbye, child.
Yeah, so we had to rehome the cat. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm. Wow.
That's something the last girl wouldn't do, even though the cat was attacking her sister.
Did you admit to them, Jamie? Did you say this cat attacked my child?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was full up front. I was like, it might not like children. yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. All right. Let's go to Courtney in Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Your pet's a dick.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, my pet, he's such a dick. He actually, it's a dog.
Ooh.
No.
But when you say dog, you mean cat.
You mean just a big cat.
A cat the size of a dog.
No. Well, I wish it was a cat, but no, he's a dick chihuahua.
Okay.
We rescued him about 6 months ago. My husband wanted a dog for him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, let's go, let's rescue one. I said, yeah, that's perfect. We went. He was super cute through the little cage. He was like licking my husband's fingers. He was like being super cute. So we rescued him. We got him home and he turned into the biggest jerk ever.
Really?
Anytime my husband comes near me, he like the fur on his back stands up. He growls. If my husband tries to like kiss me, he gets in between us and he's growling. So
we've had to do a
lot of behavior training.
Does he think he's married to you, Courtney?
Yeah, he gets jealous.
It's a boyfriend.
I don't know. I guess that's what he's thinking. Like he's mine and I'm his. I don't know.
We should have made a side thing for chihuahuas. I mean,
they're basically a bad dog.
You have a faulty dog.
You're dating a faulty dog.
Thank you. You're dating a faulty dog. Let's go to Eric in Pomona. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, Ali.
He was just killed by his cat.
Oh, no. His cat killed him. Wait.
Are you there?
Eric, there he is. Eric, sorry. We missed all that.
We lost your whole bit.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Your pet is a dick.
Yeah, pet is dick. Cat, son's cat, got him from the animal shelter when he was about 8. Wanted a pet. And so do you ever have Jensen, you sleep with your cat. Do you ever get, like, scratches on your head you don't know where they're from?
Oh, more on my arms, but absolutely. I think I actually have one now I can show the group.
Why?
There's one here. So, do you see that above my watch?
It's a lot of hair.
So we got this cat that was already declawed and already fixed from an animal shelter, so we thought that was a safe bet because, you know, it was a house pet. And the first few weeks he was recovering, you know, feeding and seemed nice. Then he got a little more aggressive, would attack us on the stairs. But my son loved him, so he'd open the door and let him sleep in there at night sometimes. And like little babies sometimes scratch their heads. Eventually, we thought our son was scratching his head again because he'd have marks on his forehead and his scalp.
Oh,
no. Just like little like puncture marks, little scratch marks, and we couldn't figure out why he was doing this at the age of like 8, 9, okay. Somewhere around there.
Right.
And so one night I went in there to tuck him in. I checked on him, and the cat was sitting on his chest with his face. Well, the cat's face was on his forehead trying to eat my son.
Oh, my he was eating his head, Eric.
Well, he was trying. I think he'd been trying for like a couple months because this was something that we'd just seen occasionally, these little marks on his head. And so after that, the cat lived in the garage.
Cat lived what?
But I don't get rid of the cat. Eventually, the cat got loose, I think, and maybe a coyote got him or something. So,
sounds like someone left the door open.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I hope the cat doesn't escape through this door. You got a dog now. That's the way to go.
God.
Yeah. My son's in the army. He's good. Got a dog. Good. No more cats.
Yeah, no, he had to join the army. He has to defend himself.
Right.
He was raised around feral animals.
Yeah, but that cat didn't just suck his soul. He was trying to eat him whole.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Let him suck.
Let him to armed forces.
We found a new favorite TV reporter that we want to hire, right?
Hire? I want to maybe do a big church around her. I want to worship at the altar of Isom.
This was from...
It's definitely something you want to make sure you get the M in there instead of an ISIS.
That's a good point.
It was from People Are Dumb. She was reporting on a story, and the reporter stuck out so much at us because I don't know why she's yelling.
Yeah, no microphone needed.
And also, the way she phrases things, you go, this has to be a first day.
Or she sounds like a 1940s detective
or
something.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah.
Here's the report.
Macomb County Prosecutor Eric Smith has been with this crime-fighting team for 27 years. You may think they would have seen it all by now, but not when it comes to the case of 52-year-old Eulette Wedgeworth from Detroit.
I mean, that's crazy.
She's very close to another reporter because you can hear someone else doing a report near her.
Yeah, so maybe that's why she's yelling over.
But then we realize it's kind of her style.
Oh, very much her style.
Yeah.
During the course of consensual kissing, someone bites someone's tongue off. Off, gone, holding it when the police pulled up.
Wow. Smith says Eulette, seen here in her mugshot.
Wow.
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 Was visiting a friend's apartment in Centerline on Tuesday. A man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
Quickly turned into a victim.
I love it.
She's a star.
What's happening?
Okay. I know you are probably cringing right now and cannot find anything at all good about this story, but here's something. When police showed up, they did recover a piece of the tongue in the bedroom.
I just had to hear Eulette's side of this kissing situation, so I knocked on the door of the alleged tongue biter's home, though no one answered.
It turned crazy in a very short amount of time.
But it is something none of us will forget anytime soon. I'm Andrea Isom, 7 Action News.
Anytime soon.
She is true. I mean, she's like a Peabody winner to me. She's an incredible journalist.
We found some more of her.
Oh, great.
And I thought I would introduce you to some of her other work.
Yes, thanks. Please.
Currently out on bail, Anthony Murillo awaits his next court date. A Crime Watch Daily wanted to see if he's as bold in person as he is behind a mic.
I don't feel like she really delivered that one.
No, I feel like this isn't her news. This is her show, Crime Watch Daily. I've done a deep dive.
She's getting investigative here.
Yes.
Wait, so it's not the news?
Yeah, she's on WXYZ in Detroit.
Which is where we got the story from. I cannot believe that's a real name of a channel.
Same.
So she does those news stories. But when you're doing like prepackaged pieces for her show, Crime Watch Daily, I feel like she can't really do as much of the weird inflection because she's got to get the story out. It's got to be snazzy.
If I could just talk to you for a couple of minutes, Anthony. I know you don't want people to think what they think about you. Is that the kind of rapper you want to be in this country? Do you think you survive in prison?
Well, that's a great question.
This doesn't give you street cred.
Yes. Amazing.
This doesn't give you street cred.
All right, this one's, if it's possible, better slash worse.
Ooh. She's awesome.
Yes.
Trick or treat!
Last but not least, we place a friendly bet on this Halloween to see who wore it best between 7 Action News chief meteorologist Dave Rexroth and me.
See, because it's Halloween and she's being scary.
Andrea Isom, man.
This is a real thing.
Oh, I love
Detroit
her so much.
News reporter and celebrity to us.
Oh.
My vote, me. Hey, Brian, show them me top to bottom. I know Dave Rexy's not wearing it with heels ever.
She should be on every channel.
Is she crazy or awesome?
No, she's awesome.
She's crazy, and that makes her awesome.
Shinable may look beautiful, but what's here in black and white may not bowl you over.
This is a Chinese restaurant.
What's on the menu?
Chicken fried rice, the young chop.
What's on the menu? A succulent Chinese meal?
What's on the menu?
Chicken fried rice, the young chow fried rice, the bacon and the shrimp.
Bacon.
Bacon.
What's going on? How in Detroit?
Is this a thing?
Love it.
Bacon.
Yeah, I like it.
Wow. You need to answer the phone?
Yes.
Because it's been ringing off the hook.
Everything.
Right?
Everything
Love
about her.
She's the best.
Yeah.
We need to get a hold of her. We need to bring her here.
Yes.
And have her do a newscast. We don't even do news.
No.
We need to do news.
At least a phoner with her. I mean, she's my new god. Allie's right. We should pray to this woman.
There's a church of Andrea Isom.
Yeah.
It has
I know
to
you
happen.
Are probably cringing right now.
No, we're not.
No.
Okay, good.
We're worshiping at the altar of Andrea.
Very good.
Hey, Allie.
What is happening?
Could have been tighter.
Nah, I liked it.
Could have been a little tighter.
I liked it. It was more dramatic.
Wait, am I supposed to answer?
It was dramatic.
Want to try it again?
No, I think we did
No,
well.
Let's try it again. Yeah.
Right. Hey, Allie.
What is happening?
Too tight.
Much better. Too tight?
Too tight.
Mm-hmm. One more
Maybe
time.
Maybe loosen it up.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Allie.
What is happening?
Great.
That one felt good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, felt real good.
Guys, this doesn't give you street cred.
No, it's true. She's right.
Mm-hmm. Kirk Douglas, Hollywood icon, Spartacus star, has passed away at the age of 103. He has over 92 acting credits, including some 75 movies. He was a superstar before people even knew what a superstar was.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. The acting legend, who's been in good health since suffering a stroke in 1996, is survived by his wife of 65 years, Anne, and his sons, Michael, Joel, and Peter.
I have a question for you guys. Do you want to live to 103?
Nope. I do not.
Uh-uh.
It doesn't seem like those last years would be fun.
I'm not interested past 85. Not even a little bit interested.
All right.
85 sounds like my ceiling, and I'm fine with it.
How are you in terms of your family? How long did grandparents live?
Oh, no, they do not live long. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So what, like 70s, 80s?
Well, my dad didn't even make it to 70. That's probably an uplifting thing for morning radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
when did all your relatives die?
Mostly early 70s.
Slowly,
I would say early 70s is the average. Very early 70s.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is young.
I'm mid 90s.
Same with
my family. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, must be nice. Must be nice to have long term plans, huh?
My family wasn't trying to get away from me. You know what I'm saying?
They were just running away. We got to figure out a way to get out of here earlier.
They're still alive. Jensen just doesn't know where they are.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I didn't say they died. They're just out of my life.
Oh, that's real sad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little nervous that I have good genes and we're going to last well into our upper 90s, Kevin. I don't want
Can
that.
Can you imagine me as a 95-year-old?
Yes.
I don't know how much different it is.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
You got to stop with that.
So sad.
Again, if you're just tuning in, Loretta never existed.
Right.
That's
she
our theory.
Did.
No.
It was his wife, and he's going through
That's what he thinks.
The beginning stages of mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and he wants to remember certain things about Loretta, so he's telling Google or Alexa or whoever it was.
It was Google.
To remember those things, so when he wants to hear them, he'll be reminded. It is beautiful.
Alternative pitch.
Yeah.
He's talking to the computer, pan out. There's a candlestick with blood all over it, and her body with blood coming out of her head behind
Why are
him.
They living Clue? Why is it a candlestick, Colonel Mustard?
He picked that over the rope, so nothing we can do.
Why'd he kill Loretta with a candlestick?
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
I thought you said Loretta snapped his neck.
Oh, that's also
another
alternative
theory?
Pitch I have, is that she's slowly tiptoeing behind him while he's doing it, and then she snaps his neck. Yeah. I have pretty good pitches for this commercial.
Do you?
I think so.
Loretta never existed.
Right, that is a good one.
Guys,
When you saw that commercial during the Super Bowl.
I cried. I cried also, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I cried.
You know what it's like to have a family member with Alzheimer's, as do I. Jensen, your family died much too young.
Yes.
But you cried when you watched it.
I did. It was terrible. It was terrible.
But
and
then,
also, I don't
I
even know if he has Alzheimer's yet. It's just sad that he's preparing for it.
Well, yeah, I think...
Heartbreaking.
Thank you. So stop making fun of him.
Look, that was our defense mechanism.
Is that what it is?
She
as
never existed.
Men, you just didn't feel comfortable, like, feeling for this poor man?
I was in a party of about 50 people, and everyone was sobbing.
Yeah, it's terrible. I was just reading the captions. I didn't even have the sound on. I was reading the captions, and I was, like, already crying.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. If she existed.
Right. And if she's not going to snap his neck.
Right.
Or if she's not dead with a candlestick to the head.
Mm-hmm. We're just saying there's options.
There are options.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Oh, sweet man. I hope he's okay.
He's not.
You know it was a commercial, right?
He's losing his memory. He's not good.
No, somebody went and like videotaped him without him knowing.
Okay.
He wouldn't know anyway.
All right.
He'd forget. I think people were here videoing me.
That's your impression?
No, I forgot. I'm alone all the time.
I hate everything about this
room. I have
room.
No friends.
Guys, there's so much to unpack here with Avenger star Josh Brolin going off on someone on social media that objected to a racy pic that he posted of his wife. So he posted a shot of his wife, Catherine, wearing lingerie.
That's a weird, weird move.
Right there, it's kind of odd, right?
Yeah.
Here's where I think, oh, Josh, what are you doing? It's how he captioned it. Here's the caption under, again, a racy picture of your wife wearing lingerie. I quote, "I want to love you wildly. I don't want words, but inarticulate cries, meaningless from the bottom of my most primitive being that flow from my belly like honey. Yeah. A piercing joy that leaves me empty, conquered. Silence."
Wait, this was, they broke it, hacked into his account?
Right.
He attributed that quote to a poet, but again, put it on a picture of his wife in lingerie.
It's just he's a douchebag.
Just literally say to Catherine, let's bone. Because that's what you're doing with this picture.
And by Catherine, you mean Loretta.
No.
She's moved on. There's no question about that.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Before she left me for Josh
Brolin.
You guys are sick. It's just an odd choice to post that picture of your wife in her lingerie and then put that quote. But
that is strange.
People were saying, dude, what's up? God doesn't want your wife to be exposed like that. And he wrote back, I just spoke to God. God asked me to please ask you to shut the F up and go take a shower.
Josh Brolin. He's having a moment, man.
He really is. Josh, now I want to go through his Instagram and see what other, like, crazy captions he's had. Like, you know those women that'll post a picture of them looking so seductive, and then they'll be like, eat, pray, love. No, that has nothing to do with the fact that you're showing us your hoo-ha right now.
Eat, pray, love, boner.
Live, life, laugh.
Exactly.
Boner. That's it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good times, you guys. All right, some birthdays for you. Tom Brokaw, Axl Rose, and Rick Astley. Nope.
This is Rick Astley?
No.
Great.
You guys, I couldn't help my wheezing, and now knowing that it's involved in all of these remixes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty good.
I'm pretty proud of it.
You should be.
Can we hear it one more time?
Sure. Oh, no, she's in another file. Yeah.
Dang it. That's what's happening.
Dr. Drew. Congratulations to Derek Eastman from Coronavirus. Won two tickets.
From where?
Corona. Mm-hmm. Two tickets to see System of a Down at Bank of America on Friday, May 22nd, and qualifies for a trip to see them in Stockholm, Sweden.
Great. That's awesome.
And by the way, they added the 23rd as well.
Nice.
They added another show at Bank of California. Go to krock.com if you'd like the information for that. Let's talk to Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays. Good morning, Drew.
Fantastic. How are you guys?
We're dead.
Dude, this whole studio is a petri dish, infected. It's disgusting.
Good. Nobody's died. That's
no,
good.
Not yet.
Dying.
Did I bring it in?
It's possible.
Could we trace it back to Dr. Drew?
It's really possible. Interesting time frame. Interesting.
That is a way to get business up at Heal, is just go everywhere you go, infect people, and then tell them about Heal.
Smart.
That's Oh, poor Allie, sounds terrible. You okay?
Oh, are you kidding? This is the best I've sounded. I actually wound up calling Yale, and they came over, and because I caught it within 48 hours, they gave me Tamiflu, and I also had bronchitis, so they gave me a Z-Pak.
So, okay, see, I think this, what you guys are suffering from, I'm not saying you have coronavirus, but listen, the majority of cases are just like this.
Right. So we don't have coronavirus.
I didn't want to hear this.
But you're not saying that we have coronavirus.
No, you're not saying
I'm not. I'm saying the point I'm trying to make is the hysteria around coronavirus is bizarre and ill-placed, and I blame the press.
Right. Oh, I wasn't thinking it was coronavirus ever. I just knew that I had a flu, and it was now in my lungs, and I probably was going to get pneumonia, too.
No, you're going to be good. You're going to get treatment.
Fine.
It's no big deal. You called Heal.
Yeah.
No problem. You're a young, healthy person.
Thank you.
You get through the bronchitis. And this is, but exactly what you're having, Ellie, is exactly what I assume to be the majority of cases. And the way people are running the headline now is, oh my God, 300 people have died and tens of thousands more cases just documented. When the headline should read, in spite of tens of thousands of cases, we've discovered it's milder than we thought and only 300 dead. Get your flu shot. That's more likely to kill you.
That's what you keep saying, man.
Yeah.
Cue music.
Your big coronavirus.
Cue music.
Cue the music.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Drew, is there a possibility that because I had a flu shot, I'm the only one in the room who got it? Is that possibly helping my antibodies?
Yes, it is. We don't really know for sure how that generalizes, but they have documented sort of general things like people who get flu vaccines are less likely to miss days at work.
Wow.
So there's some sort of generalizability in the immunogenicity that the flu vaccine gives you.
Allie and I are both sick and coughing like maniacs.
Yeah.
And Jensen somehow is not sick yet.
They've basically coughed.
It's a miracle.
They've coughed in my mouth, and for some reason I'm still standing.
He's some sort of android.
Thank you.
Should we take his blood?
Yeah, he's got tiger blood,
right?
I do. I'm living.
Now, what about this kid who in Scotland who said that he had coronavirus, but the hot toddy solved it for him?
I love this story because I would argue, where is he from again? Scotland?
Yeah, but he was in Wuhan. That's where he was when it broke out.
But I love that he's Scottish for the following reason.
Of course.
Is that I would say 100% of the alcoholics I've treated have said something like that. They all insist that when they stop drinking, that's when they get sick. So therefore, they're going to continue drinking. And they're convinced that the something about the alcohol gives them something. Probably what it does is just suppress their immune system so much that they don't get a normal response to the virus. But here's what happened. He got the virus. He drank. Time passed. It got better. That's what happened. That's
wow,
it.
He's doubting the Scotsman.
Wow. Shaking the wind out of his sails.
I've heard many times like that if someone takes a shot of whiskey or sort of like, you know, drinks alcohol, it can help someone's immune system or make them feel better. That's not true at all.
That is folk wisdom. I don't think anyone has disproven that, but I'm just sharing with you that every alcoholic I know seems to use that kind of thinking.
Right.
But let's be fair. What do we all do when we have a cough? Think about it. You go to the pharmacy and you get cough syrup,
medicine,
which contains a ton of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all kind of consuming alcohol around these infections, and we do it with sort of, you know, the intention to suppress cough, but we are taking a lot of alcohol. Maybe something in there. I'm saying it's not been categorically disproven. I'm just saying you get well whether you drink or not with the passage of time.
Dr. Drew, I tried this on you about 15 years ago, but what if you gargle vodka? Because I've found that helps my throat.
Keep going, Kevin. Just keep going.
Keep gargling?
Saying, as I said, these claims from people that have a problem with alcohol, I don't have a problem.
I enjoy it.
No, you don't. No. Of course not. I'm not saying that. No. I'm just saying keep making those claims, and I'll start thinking differently of you. That's all I'm saying.
Here's my question to Kevin. Are you gargling it, then spitting it out, or are you swallowing it?
Of course I'm spitting it out. Don't be ridiculous.
You're swallowing. Are you swallowing?
I'm not.
Well, for the most part. Once again,
it's just a little bit. It's just
the predominant ingredient in most mouthwashes?
Alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, and so there may be.
So how can you deny that that works?
I'm not denying that
it works. He's saying it's not sure.
I'm saying it might help your symptoms. It doesn't really do anything for the infection. But I have no quarrels with that. I mean, it's just, you know, if these things work for you and you can reduce your symptoms. But, you know, viruses pass. The only thing that. excuse me. I saw residual cough from the thing I got. That's why I'm fearful that I brought that into you guys.
Yes.
And that, but in any event, the Tamiflu changes the course of viral illness, but it's primarily influenza-type illnesses that it changes the course of.
Have you ever heard of a real bad reaction to Tamiflu? Like maybe the person wakes up in the middle of the night and projectile vomits across their bed?
You want to tell me more?
She just told you the story.
Yeah, it was real bad. It was real bad.
Whenever you get untoward or weird reactions and you're on a medication, first order of business, blame the medication. Always. Because you're taking extra physiological doses of a chemical right. that we've studied, but if you can get weird reactions. That just is what happens. I got to say, Tamiflu is one of the cleaner medicines I've ever seen. Sometimes people get weird dreams and they're sort of maybe even mental fogginess or something. But I've not heard vomiting, but why not?
I mean, I'm sure
it can do that.
It helped you maybe because you're always kind of mentally fogged.
Me or Allie?
No, Allie.
Allie.
Hey, question related, Drew.
Yes.
Remember how people are like, oh, I'm hungover. The best cure is to keep drinking?
Yes.
That true?
Yes, because, well, in some cases, because a hangover is essentially alcohol withdrawal. Mm-hmm. Oh. So if you're in alcohol withdrawal and you keep drinking, you suppress the withdrawal, right? But you're delaying the inevitable. So when you do finally stop, although you can taper yourself down, that used to be how we used to treat alcohol withdrawal. We used to give people alcohol in tapering doses. They used to even use alcohol IV infusions.
Whoa.
To treat alcohol withdrawal.
That's a terrible doctor.
Yeah, and hangovers, there's other stuff going on, too, in terms of dehydration and certain electrolyte shifts, that kind of thing. But primarily, it is alcohol withdrawal. And so, alcohol will
help. So that works.
You heard it from a doctor. Keep drinking.
Kevin.
Yes.
Drew came in and made us sick.
He did.
I'm putting that together myself.
It was perfect timing.
It is weird. It is a little, I did not think I was infectious. I thought I was over it. But I got to tell you, I have a moderate amount of guilt here. I'm feeling kind of bad. And if I did, the timing is a little weird. It takes about 7 to 10 days for something like this to develop.
When the three of us made out, I knew it was a bad idea.
And I stayed away from it on purpose. I knew something was wrong.
But we had a good time, didn't we?
We always do, Drew. It was worth it.
You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter at Dr. Drew. The website is drdrew.com, and he does his Drew's Daily Dose on Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, and wherever you stream. What time is that, Drew?
Different times, different day, but we do a call-in version of that on Sundays at 3 Pacific.
All right. Thank you, Drew, for talking to us. We appreciate it. Look, we've been a little sick. Allie has a weird, weird laugh, man.
A little sick.
When she... How does she make that noise?
I don't know.
It's because I'm trying not to full-blown laugh because I know it will result in a cough. So it's right before it gets to full-blown, it just comes out as a wheeze.
This is the sound.
She summons Ing Teen Wolf.
She is. Jensen thought, hey, that sounds like a song. And then Muggs thought, hey, that sounds like Cypress Hill.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
I mean.
And then I thought, what about this song?
I mean, Jensen's laugh on the beat, too.
Right?
It's so funny. Wow.
Allie, you're a talented person.
Thank you.
And congratulations for being part of all our music.
Thank you so very much.
Time for one last look at what's happening.
You guys see the tweet from Matthew Perry?
This was yesterday? Or?
Yeah, he said, big news coming.
So.
Kevin, do you have a question?
Allie, is it a Friends reunion? Allie texted that to me, and she's just like, you know what this means? Mm-hmm.
That's what you would guess.
The next part of the text because it was mean.
No,
right.
But yeah, here's the thing. Is he announcing a reunion? Big news coming. Well, Jensen saw the news and it's what?
It's not that he is doing a new Friends or they're reuniting. It's that he is now on Instagram.
Wait,
that's his big news?
That was the big news.
That he's on Instagram.
He is a new member of the Instagram community.
Okay. And that's... That's the big news?
That's big news.
Okay, question. Jennifer Aniston recently joined Instagram.
Don't you go there.
Mm-hmm. Well, she joined because, you know, the TV show The Morning Show on Apple TV wanted to promote that a little bit with Reese Witherspoon. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
What's Matthew Perry got to promote? It just seems
Matthew
weird
Perry.
That all of these
Matthew
people...
Perry has Matthew Perry to promote. Mm-hmm. Or whatever that word is.
That all of these friends people are now on Instagram. It's almost like there's big news coming by all of them being on Instagram together.
His account is MattyPerry4. And for some reason, it is currently... He hasn't even put up a post yet. No pictures, no anything. 81,000 followers as of right now.
Unbelievable.
I'm looking at the people he follows, okay? Uh-huh. The LA Kings.
Okay.
Kevin says he's seen them at games before, right?
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow, mm-hmm. New York Magazine, Matt LeBlanc, David Schwimmer, Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston.
Do not.
Reese Witherspoon, Kate Hudson, Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, good. Uh-huh.
All good people here. Justin Roiland from Rick and Morty.
Oh, my God. He's going to be on Friends. Rick and Morty. Pickle Rick Pickle is going to be on Friends.
Pickle Rick's the
That's
new
like
neighbor.
That's their new neighbor. Yeah. Oh, my God. Pickle Rick on Friends.
We don't need a new Friends.
What if Pickle Rick's involved?
He follows the Tennis Channel. You know what that means? Friends is going to the Tennis Channel.
Oh, they're going to be playing tennis on Friends.
That's the reunion special.
Got any pretzels?
Robert Downey Jr. is going to be on Friends.
Listen, it sounds like I hate Friends. Friends was great.
Yeah.
It was fine. I liked it. It's a funny show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why every day since? Every day since.
That people really want it.
Why?
To be honest, I don't know.
One rumor about Seinfeld, which I thought was a better show.
Yeah. It wasn't that good.
I don't get it.
Dave's really upset. He doesn't follow Thomas Lennon from the guys, and they were roommates.
17 again.
No, the show, and we're so different, but we're roommates.
Oh, The Odd Couple?
Yes.
Right. That very important show that lasted 7 episodes? Yes.
They lasted like 3 seasons, didn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. The Odd Couple?
Yeah. The remake?
I feel like we had them on for a couple years.
Oh.
Couple. How many seasons did the remake last?
It does not look like it went longer than a year. Oh, 3 seasons!
Boom! Shakalaka,
but only, you know why? Only a year. That's why it did seem like less. It went from May of 2016 to even less to January of 2017.
It's 3 seasons. Still right.
Canceled.
Still right.
Oh, how about this? Started May 16th, 2016. Mm-hmm. Canceled May 15th, 2017.
I don't even know what you're saying now.
They had a year.
Saying a year.
Year.
Yeah, but three seasons in a year.
3 seasons in a year. Which means they probably did them all at the same time.
Yeah, rushed them.
Yeah.
Hurry before they see how bad it is.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I'm just saying they're all on
Friends. Yeah.
They're all on Instagram.
Yeah, that's
so there
great.
Might be. Yeah, who knows? Guys, do you suffer from bad hair days? Do guys suffer from this?
Sure.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I just get mine cut off.
Right.
That's how you solve it?
Yeah.
I'll wake up and sometimes like there's just a patch of hair that's just up. You know what I mean? Like a cowlick kind of thing. Just up in the air.
It's a rogue. It's rogue hair.
It takes some time. It's not just immediate. It doesn't come down immediately.
No, that stuff, if you wet it, it's not good enough.
Right. Really?
No. It stands
stick
firm.
Back up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're like alfalfa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah, yes, it is. I swear, yeah.
Well, the average person suffers 96 bad hair days a year. Guys.
I mean, I don't know that.
It seems like a lot.
That many.
That amounts to experiencing 8 bad hair days a month or slightly over a week trying to tame those locks.
I don't care.
I'm just saying, 96 bad hair days a year. And I think women, probably more than that. Destiny, you with me?
Yeah.
All right. Good Keep one. It down over there. Keep
Maybe,
it down. I mean, you are out of control.
We can't get Destiny to speak up.
When she gets to the mic, she's audible.
Sort of.
What about when she whispers from 10 feet from the mic? Can we hear that?
No, we can't.
She's fading fast.
She is. So, no, she's getting sick.
She's getting sick. Power 106, Destiny has gotten sick. I'm now the only one still standing.
Yeah, Kevin and I, as soon as the mics go off, like you think we're coughing on the air.
Which we are. And we're sorry.
But when the mics go off, we start hacking up a lung. And poor Destiny is coughing into her jacket because she doesn't want us to hear her cough. Mm-hmm. Because then we'll know that she's one of us and she doesn't want to be one of us.
I'm surrounded.
Yeah.
You are.
Enjoy that.
It's awful.
Fatality.
Did you wear that jacket today because you thought there's no way anything's penetrating this bad boy?
I'm wearing a leather jacket. I did it so that you guys don't want to be my friend and stay far away from me.
It worked. It did work. Nailed
it. I tried to be as uncool as possible so that no one will speak to me or get close.
Trust me, you don't have to try.
I thought my eyes were deceiving me this morning. I'm staring at him and I said, is that not black?
It's a green leather jacket.
It's like almost like a baby poo color.
It really is.
Right?
Yes.
I love to poop.
It's like diarrhea.
Well, I think it's just a green, but I'm happy to be wearing it. Again, if it keeps you two away from me and half of Destiny, then it has done its job.
Oh my gosh, we are such a mess in here.
So gross. So gross in here.
The fact, though, that you are on the beat with your cough.
It's great.
It's Mug's magic.
Wonderful.
Mug's magic.
It is wonderful. Do you guys remember when I did a story about different dating terms now?
Yes.
Like when you get all ready, you've got your makeup done, you shaved, you're looking good, your hair's done, and then the guy cancels on you? You've been glamboozled.
I don't think that's actually a thing.
I think it's great, though.
Yeah.
Well, now, AshleyMadison.com, the basically infidelity website where you sign up if you want to have an affair, they have terms that their people are using.
Okay.
Fling bling. Mm-hmm. That's any jewelry given to an affair partner. A straycation. A vacation taken with your affair partner. A silver spoon. Refers to an affair where both parties are senior citizens.
Wow.
And zippered. That refers to developing an emotional attachment to an affair partner without realizing it. You've been zippered.
That's not a thing.
I don't even
zippered
get that
doesn't
one.
Even make sense.
I just thought I'd let you know that all those
That's
things
thing that
exist
happens?
And people pay a website to have affairs. That's where we're at, people.
Are you trying to get crazy with this thing? Mm-hmm. Don't you know I'm loco?
Really is amazing.
It's fantastic.
Oh, some birthdays for you. Tom Brokaw. He always sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth.
He talks like I do. And yet he's on the news. Was.
Yeah, but almost he's a lot worse.
I don't know that that's possible.
Yeah.
Was that Kevin or was that?
That was me saying I'm Tom Brokaw.
Okay.
That's Axl Rose.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought you said that's gross.
Rick Astley. It's Rick Astley.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, I'm saying all the birthdays, you guys.
We had no idea what you were doing. What?
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay healthy.
What?
Both of you.
That's what's happening.
On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, animal stories.
A man who we're told quickly turned into a victim.
People who eat dog food.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, take a look at the weekend movies, and we have our two features around music. That's My Jam and Keep It 100. Plus your tickets for System of a Down.